BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Here we go. Tea and toast for my son, the undergraduate.
I could have got it myself, Mum.
No, you need to rest your brain.
I really don't. It was only one lecture and one seminar today.
Oh, so you're doing seminars, are you?
Sometimes.
Seminar. Sounds dead posh.
I guess.
So, what's one of them then?
A seminar?
Yeah.
Like a discussion in a smallish group.
Oh, cool. And are you settling in all right, Brad?
Well, I'm still getting used to the campus. It's a big place, lots of different buildings, but there's usually someone else that's lost too, so you can sort of explore together.
You'll soon get used to it, I expect.
Yeah.
And what about the work?
What about it?
How are you finding it? Too hard? Too easy?
It's different.
Different how?
I don't know. A-level maths, it's kind of... You've got to learn these techniques to solve these problems to pass the exams.
Mm.
At uni, you're more building proofs from first principles. It's actually about something.
Well, as long as you're coping.
So far, I mean, we're only a couple of weeks into the semester.
Ooh, semester.
It's just a posh name for term, really.
Don't spoil it for me.
You're bonkers, Mum, you know that.
Oh, it has been said. And are you making friends?
Well, it is a bit harder, not being in halls.
Yeah, I get that it would be. Is that a problem?
Oh, it's okay. I'm not the only one who's commuting, but, yeah, I think I found my tribe.
What, you mean...
Yes, Mum, fellow nerds. And, yeah, it's not quite as easy to get into the social stuff, but that's not really my sort of thing anyway.
You should try to get involved a bit, though.
Staying at home was definitely the right decision. It would be too much otherwise.
Well, that's good then.
I think so.
It's different to me, her. She's so far away.
Yeah.
Wonder how she's getting on.
Pretty well.
You been in touch?
A couple of times. As friends, you know.
No.
But yeah, she's loving it.
Oh, I am pleased.
It's really not that long till she'll be back for reading week. We can... Catch up properly then.
Yeah. Oh, I'll go. Don't let that tea get cold.
Don't worry, I won't.
So where's Helen today?
Oh, somewhere in Yorkshire. Hebden Bridge.
Oh, yeah? Long way for her to go.
Yeah, she said it was going to take a good 3 hours to drive there.
How did someone from Hebden Bridge even hear about Helen's cheese?
Oh, one of those food fairs Helen goes to.
Oh, right.
You're thoughtful, Emma.
Yeah, I was just thinking about what the equivalent would be for us, for the tree surgery. Country fairs, I suppose.
Oh, and you've already been to a few of those, haven't you?
Yeah.
You got much work coming up?
Bits. A lot of it Ed can do on his own. But, you know, with... George, we haven't really had the brain space to go chasing work. That's why I was so grateful to Pat for suggesting this.
Yeah.
Hiding at home weren't doing me any good.
And you've taken to the work really quickly. Well, the yoghurts anyway.
And I'm looking forward to learning about the cheese making as well.
It's amazing, isn't it? How we take the same raw material and make such a different product with it. And it gives a bit of variety to the job, which is nice.
And we're proving Ed wrong too.
Oh?
Yeah, you and me working together. Recipe for disaster, he reckons.
Oh, no.
He was just teasing.
We get along fine, don't we? Hello, Pat.
Afternoon, both.
Hi.
How's it going?
I was just saying how well Emma's doing.
Yes.
Is something wrong?
I'm afraid we do have a small problem, yes. Anya's had several people complaining about the yoghurts. That'll be the batch you made on Friday.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with them?
Nothing actually wrong with the product. No, it's the labelling. People are bringing them back because the... Oh, hang on, it's a bit complicated, so I wrote it down. The ones labelled strawberry are actually raspberry.
Oh, dear.
The rhubarb is strawberry, and the supposed plain is actually rhubarb. That's the one we've heard the most complaints about, actually.
Of course.
Well, yeah, if you bought a plain yoghurt to put in a curry or something...
I'm so sorry. And I thought I was getting on so well.
Oh, it's not the end of the world. As far as I can see, it's only four trays that got muddled up. We've taken them off sale and I'll pass them out to the family at large.
Yeah, but you'll have lost money. You should take that out of my wages.
Oh, Emma, don't be silly. We all make mistakes, especially when we're learning.
Yeah, don't worry too much, love. Thanks, Pat.
Trying to be so careful, too.
Do you want some?
Some of the yoghurts?
You'd be very welcome, both of you. As long as you're happy to take potluck with the flavours, as it were.
Pat, that would make it even worse. I mess up and then I get free food out of it.
What on earth makes you think you'd be welcome in this house?
All it is, I saw...
You put your mother through hell, you know that? You've put the whole family through hell.
I just wondered how
you... finally shown what you're really like, George. A complete waste of skin.
What's going on?
We all know who you take after now. Our Clive.
I saw you get home, Brad. I just wanted to see how you're getting on at uni.
He's doing fine. I can't believe what you've done. When I thought Alice caused that crash, I were really horrible to her.
Yeah.
Then when the truth came out, I had to go back on bended knee and apologise. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life. Never mind how she must have felt.
I am sorry about that. Honest. But look, I know you don't think much of me.
And the rest.
But not everyone thinks I'm a total waster. Oliver and Pat, they've both written character references for me.
Well, more fool them. You might have been able to con a couple of kind-hearted people, but no one else is buying it no more.
Okay, I shouldn't have bothered.
Too right, you shouldn't.
I'll get out your hair.
No, George, wait.
Yeah?
What are you doing, Brad? You know he's always been a bad influence on you.
Mum.
Now's the time to draw the line.
I'm not defending what he's done.
I should hope not.
But look at him. Can you see what a state he's in?
And he's got no one else to blame but himself.
Okay, maybe, but he's still suffering. And I think you need to talk, mate.
Well... Yeah, that'd be good.
This is my home too, Mum.
No, I'm sorry. I just can't have him in the house.
All right, then. We'll go for a walk.
There you go. Take as many as you want and put them in the fridge till after work.
No, I really don't think I should. Not when I caused the problem in the first place.
Actually, I've been thinking...
What is it, Susan?
Oh, I don't think it was you, Emma. I know you did most of the labelling Friday, but the ones for the shop I did.
Did you?
Then you did the ones for delivery, remember? Have you had any complaints about them, Pat?
No, just from the shop.
I was so busy trying to cheer you up about George. I must have taken my eye off the ball.
Oh, that's great. Well, no, it's not great, obviously.
I'm really sorry.
Never mind. So, do you think you could bring yourself to take home a few yoghurts then, Emma?
Yeah, do you know what? I think I might.
What on earth was that?
The window, look.
Is that...
Yeah, someone's thrown an egg at it.
What do they think they're playing at?
This was your plea and trial preparation hearing you had last week.
How'd you know that?
Looked it up.
Right. Well, yeah... There weren't a jury or nothing, because I was pleading guilty. But it was still pretty hardcore.
Were you scared?
More ashamed, really.
When do you go back for sentencing?
The 10th.
Next Thursday?
Yeah. That's going to be the really scary one. They're going to send me down, Brad.
We don't know that.
Yeah, I do. Thanks for standing up for me with your mum, mate. I really appreciate it.
Well, don't mean I'm totally in your corner, George.
No. Yeah, I get that.
Of all the stupid things you've ever done, this is the worst ever. By a million miles.
I know.
And I hate what it's done to everyone.
Me too, Brad. I'm totally gutted about it.
Yeah, I can see that. And I'll tell you what's different this time.
What?
You actually seem sorry about what you did. Not just because you've been caught.
I so am. I'd give anything to go back to that car and make a different decision.
If only.
My life's down the toilet, mate. I've hurt so many people. People I really care about.
Bridge Farm sacked you, didn't they?
What else were they going to do? Tony, he's Alice's uncle. I'm lucky he didn't batter me.
Yeah.
But it's not just family. It's like everybody. A few weeks ago, I was the village hero, which I totally hated, by the way, because I knew I didn't deserve it. And now I'm public enemy number one. Everywhere I go, people are pointing and staring. Or even worse, they come right up in my face and tell me what they think of me. You know, I'm kind of looking forward to being put away.
Hey, don't say that.
No, straight up. At least in young offenders, there won't be no one I've hurt. Seriously, Brad. Nothing can be worse than this.
I wish I could help.
Actually...
What?
There is something you can do, if you really mean it.
Yeah?
Could you try to keep my business going while I'm inside?
What, the videos?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's my...
Please,
sort of...
mate. I've got to have something positive to come back to. I'm begging you, man.
What sort of things would I have to do?
I couldn't see anyone.
Nor me. How about you, Susan?
There's no one hanging around.
Well, what in heaven's name's going on, then?
It's me, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
I mean... The egg was thrown at me, or because of me, anyway.
No!
It's obvious. There's plenty of people in the village got a down on us because of George.
Surely no one would do that sort of thing.
I bet it's never happened before, has it, Mum?
Well, no.
And just after I start working here.
Now, Emma, you mustn't think like that.
Well, they're either angry with me or with you for giving me a job.
I suppose it was just someone messing around.
I'm so sorry, Pat. You're trying to be kind to me, and look what happened.
Oh, love.
Emma, look. Why don't you knock off for the day?
But we haven't finished potting yet, and then there's all the washing down.
Well, your mum and I can do that, can't we, Susan?
Of course we can.
Go on. You go home, and we'll start fresh in the morning.
Are you sure you still want me here?
Of course we do. Off you go.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
Do you think she's right?
Well...
Who, though?
Actually...
I'll check the CCTV this evening.
There's no need, Pat. I saw who did it.
What?
I didn't want to say anything because I knew it would upset her.
Well, who was it, Susan?
Poppy.
Will's Poppy? Really?
No doubt, I'm afraid.
Well...
Question now is... Do I tell anyone?